Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Limits, could we hear the other thing that Ben Charrington, or whatever clip of choice you wanted to play? By the way, do we agree that these Pirates are a winning team the rest of the year? Do you think they're going to have a winning record from here on out under Don Kelly? Charrington seems to think so.
No, I mean, how can I make a case? Their hitting has been atrocious all year, and it doesn't show any signs that it's going to change. They don't have any new blood coming up. They're putting Adam Frazier in left and right field. You know, all due respect to him, $1.5 million, he's lived up to his worth, but he should be a bench player and a bench player only.
And by the way, Bubba Chandler suddenly struggling. Like, now it doesn't look like just a money move. Maybe that was the original motivation or, you know, a service time move. Now he's just flat out struggling.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Joe, because I was going to bring it up. 2 2/3 innings in his start yesterday. 5 hits, 6 earned, 2 walks, 1 strikeout.
What do you make of this, Bob?
I don't know. I mean, he still has good stuff. He's just lost his focus, and maybe he felt like he was going to be up and is down on the whole process now. It's affected him. I have no idea. But that's not a good line, and he's not been very good the last several outings. So, you know, now you have no reason to bring him up after this. But this is how you can torture a kid, maybe, you know? He's thinking he's moving right through the system. He's doing well, and all of a sudden there's a blockade because they don't want to bring him up. I don't know if that's the truth or not. All I know is that he's totally different than what he was.
He has made 4 starts this month, totaling 9 1/3 innings, and has given up 11 earned runs.
That's concerning, actually. Bob, you seem mildly...
How would you explain that, then?
That's the thing. I wonder about many different explanations, and it concerns me anytime a pitcher who's... you know, lights out, suddenly blows up like that. I have all kinds of bad thoughts start going through my head, actually. I don't want to mention any of them. Bob, you seem mildly depressed. Is that because your phone is at home, or are you a little bit flummoxed? If I were you, I would be a little bit on edge. I think we've become so addicted to our phones that the lack of a phone, it feels like something very important is missing from your day, right?
Yeah, that's not why, though. I'm not like that. I'm just, it's just this time of year, I guess. There's nothing really good to talk about at this time of the year. There could be, but there isn't. And so we're going to go down this on a daily basis where, you know, there are not a lot of good topics.
Well, I lost my keys when I was at Geneva, and I was like scared, startled. I retraced my steps just to find out that I left them on the counter when I was checking in.
Good feeling.
Everyone
to find them,
loses.
Right?
Stuff. Yes. Everyone loses stuff. There's no question because your mind is in 20 places trying to think of this, that. Yeah. So I don't know what I was doing this morning to make me think that I forgot my phone. But I really don't need my phone, like some people need. But everything that you need to access thing is on that phone.
Yeah.
So it locks me out of things. Like, for example, anytime you need one of those two-step lock things where you got to get out of or into something, it goes to your phone. You have to access whatever website you're going on with an acknowledgement from your phone that it's you doing it. And I can't do that right now.
I think it might be affecting you more than you think. I'm seeing a different man over there today, Bob.
No, I'm also disappointed that I haven't golfed more. That would be the root cause of just
you
about
did.
Everything.
We talked about that during the intermission.
I need to golf more. And
why don't you golf more?
Because I don't have time as much as I want.
You do have time.
No, I don't.
Make time.
Call in sick.
Or just get up, Bob. You and I could golf Saturday morning at 6:30 a.m.
See, that's where you're wired differently than me. I can't do that. 6:30 a.m. is when I'm getting my height of sleep.
That's right. You don't get to bed till late, do you?
Yeah, so it's hard for me to even think about 6:30 a.m.
All right. Well,
you know, if we were in Scotland, you could play till the, you know, probably 12 midnight.
Have you played in Scotland before?
No, but in July we are going over there to play.
See, you are taking advantage of your time, though. You went to Pebble Beach.
I did.
Now you're going to Scotland, so you're taking advantage of...
I'm trying to do bucket list stuff that I've wanted to do for a long time.
Yes, that's what I mean. Feel good about that. Don't feel depressed about the other things.
I'm not depressed. You're
it seems like you are.
Me
you
as
already
depressed.
Said
I'm
you
not
are.
I'm depressed. I didn't say depressed. That word never came out of my mouth.
Saddened.
I'm not saddened. I just want to play more golf.
Limits, what are you sensing from Bob?
I feel like Bob is a little bit saddened because he's not playing more
golf.
That's
what I feel.
Yeah, but
like,
he said depressed. That's different.
Depressed is maybe a little bit of a notch up, yeah. You can be sad, but not depressed.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
Disappointed might be the best word of all.
That might be the worst thing ever. When you're disappointed in someone, you're not mad, you're not sad at them. You're just flat out disappointed.
Well, that's one of the things you never want to have. If you have somebody that you like and want to, you know, whether it's a family member or friend, you don't want to be ever disappointed.
I'd rather have them be mad at me than
disappointed. Disappointed is a bad thing. It means I've given up. I'm disappointed. You haven't done anything to change my opinion.
I agree with you, Bob. Where were we?
I have no idea.
Oh, Charrington is where we were. Let's hear from him, because I think we actually have some very pertinent topics today, Bob. And this is going to lead us into the team that's in town tonight. Or the team the Pirates are visiting, I should say, tonight for a three-game series.
This is what Ben Charrington had to say about next season.
Yeah, and I think the way I think about it is it doesn't have to be either or. I think we just, again, if you're honest, we have to be honest, obviously, and if we think, you wake up asking yourself, how do we deliver more to the people that care about this team? And certainly that includes people in our clubhouse, but it obviously includes fans and every stakeholder. How do we do that? And how do we do that urgently and as fast as we can? It requires us to be pretty open-minded about, just in terms of roster construction and trades, pretty open-minded about how to do that. And I don't think that necessarily means that you're de-emphasizing 1 year, you know, for the sake of another. What we should be doing is just, what do we need to do to put more wins on the field? And do that in a way that can carry forward, right? Like, I think, you know.
Bob, am I the only one who never knows what he's talking about? What is he talking about?
He goes on for a long time.
What is he talking about?
I have no idea what he's saying.
No.
I don't know what he's saying. Do you?
No, it's confusing is what it is. Telling you things that should be happening, haven't happened yet, but will happen if you allow this to breathe.
Why is he waking up early in the morning like all flummoxed on why they can't get better? Because they don't have better players. Because you didn't use the little money you had to sign the right players, and it's not going to take many to get better.
That's it.
But you can't even find one star hitter.
It sounds like excuse making is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out a way to answer this question without telling you the real reason. Is because we don't have enough good players.
Yeah. It sounds like a guy that just doesn't want to admit that he's the one that screwed it up, and he's trying to find another way of saying it.
Well, him and another guy. But here's a reason. Like when a first base opening happens, like before last season, the Milwaukee Brewers, who play in a smaller market than Pittsburgh, yet here they are again, unable to sign or retain some of their own really good players, yet here they are again. Red hot going into tonight's series. In playoff position again going into tonight's series. So when there was a first base opening before last season, the Pirates opted for Rowdy Tellez, and the Brewers wound up with Reese Hoskins. Guess who paid more, Bob?
Yeah, exactly.
The Brewers on Reese Hoskins.
But they do that. They're not afraid to go out and do that. And
because you get what you
model,
pay for.
Right. And again, it's about how much. It's not even about how much. It's about where you put the money. If you have $30 million and that's what the owner gives you, okay, go out and get two players, $15 million each, that you know are going to be significant upgrades to your offense. I'd rather go down that road than having seven players sign at $1.5 to $4 million a year, knowing that their games are not as good, that their bats are not as potent. But it looks like we're doing all this stuff to advance our offense, when in fact you're not. So,
yeah,
that's all I'm saying. And make big splashes. There's nothing to say they can't do it other than they're unwilling to do it.
I mean, it's not that complicated. There's no reason for him to wake up in the morning, you know, all confused about how can I possibly make this team better? Go find a hitter or two. My God, it can't be that hard.
And listen,
it can't
be that hard. It starts with drafting and developing. If you don't do that well, then you have to take the next route, which is free agency.
And look at the Brewers. Just look at them. This team lost Willy Adames after last year, Devin Williams, Gary Sanchez, a bunch of guys. They lose guys, good players, every year, and then they replace them. They become the National League version of the Rays with a little higher payroll, maybe sometimes a lot higher of a payroll, but nothing ridiculous.
But it's not that crazy.
It's not crazy at all.
Spending over the years,
they just keep losing good players and replacing them with other good ones, and here they sit. Here they sit with the guy the Pirates should have hired instead of Charrington, who they could have hired instead of Cherington is Matt Arnold. And he was the Brewers' assistant GM when he interviewed with the Pirates, and they chose the wrong guy. Bob Nutting and Travis Williams chose the wrong guy. They chose Ben Cherington, so Matt Arnold stays in Milwaukee, gets elevated to GM, and all the guy does is find winning players and put out winning teams every year, and here they are again.
In a division that is very much winnable if you do that. You don't have to be. You're not in with all the Dodgers and the Padres and those teams. You're in with a group of teams you can handle if you do the right things.
Right.
Like, for example, the Brewers are going to send Jacob Mizorowski opposite Paul Skeens on Wednesday. This is another kid who he's a hard-throwing big dude.
Right.
And they... Now, they've done a good thing. They found guys like that. But they'll find more hitters than the Pirates will as well. And if you don't do that, then all you have to do is go out and spend some money the right way.
I mean, the guy tonight, Chad Patrick, is on the mound for the Brewers with a 3.25 ERA last November. Or no, November of 23. Matt Arnold went out and traded for Patrick, who was doing horribly at the time. And then he comes in, and for their AAA team, he goes 14-1 last year with a 2.90 ERA, 145 strikeouts and 136 innings. Now he's on their team on their opening day roster, and he's got a 3.25 ERA for a team that's in playoff position. It's a million little moves like that that make teams like Tampa Bay and Milwaukee what
and
they are.
Cleveland, too. Cleveland does the same
Cleveland,
exact
absolutely.
Thing. They don't break the bank. They don't go out and spend crazy money. They spend it efficiently, and that's the word that I would use to describe those teams. They're efficient with their usage of free agent money.
Yeah.
And the Pirates are wasteful with their usage of free agent money.
And every once in a while, Milwaukee will go out and make a big signing, like a guy who's having a big-time rejuvenation. That's Christian Yelich at 8 RBIs in a game the other day. They'll go out. Remember when they got CC Sabathia the 1 year,
right,
Bob?
Yelich was available, as was an entire Marlins roster if they wanted to. You know, Marcell Ozuna found a nice home, first with St. Louis and now with Atlanta. You know, that there are trades to be made, especially when you see sell-off opportunities. And you have to spend a little bit to get them. You have to be creative to find them. But that's what they're supposed to do.
So if we look at total payroll, Milwaukee is sitting there with the 24th highest payroll, and the Pirates have the 26th. Milwaukee spending about $15 million more, one player more than the Pirates. But here they sit at 43-35, 8 games over. It's just, and Cleveland is sitting there barely above the Pirates, $10 million above them, Bob. Tampa Bay is right below them.
It's not like they're going out and spending Dodger money. They're not. Or Mets money. They're not. They're spending it efficiently. That's the word, efficiently.
And when they need to, they'll splurge a little bit. Look at Tampa Bay, 43-35. They're right below the Pirates in payroll. Cleveland, 39-37, right above the Pirates. Milwaukee, 43-35. Cincy, these are all teams in the Pirates' neck of the woods anyway with payroll. 40-38. Kansas City, just 2 games below. St. Louis, 42-36. And then another bottom 15 team, Detroit, has one of the best records in baseball. So come on, Bob.
Me or Bob Nutting?
Well, you, but him.
No, come on. I mean, you're right. It's the same theme, and it doesn't change. And until they decide to go out and give a free agent some serious money.
Or make better trades.
Well,
go out and find a bat somehow.
Okay, well. They haven't
done
that either.
Or 3.
They need bats. They have no bats in their system. We've watched guys come up, and you know, Billy Cook was just up. Now he's back down. Nick York, by the way, an interesting thing. Look at what Milwaukee's done with Quinn Priester, former Pirate. They got four. The trade was Quinn York to Quinn Priester to Boston for Nick York.
Yeah.
And then he moved on to Milwaukee. Now he's really an efficient pitcher with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Tell me a reasonable rationale for continuing to play Tommy Pham while somebody like Billy Cook doesn't play, or simply continuing to play Tommy Pham,
again,
period.
They're going to play
tell me what the rationale is.
He's a great teammate. He helps.
Who cares?
I don't care. You're paying him $4 million, not for that. If that's the case, you can hire 10 coaches at that salary to help them be better teammates, better players. No, that's not what he's here to do. He's here to put up numbers, and he hasn't done it. I think most people knew that was not a good signing. you know, and then they, you know, nickel and dime you the rest of the way. It just, it's not the way to do business if you try to compete in a winnable division, at least a division that you can be competitive in to keep crowds coming, to keep the interest alive.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 1 year from today, O City Limits and Bob, which of our Pittsburgh sports teams is going to do the most winning between this day right now and this day next year? One calendar year. Who does the most winning? Pirates, Penguins, Steelers, Pitt basketball, or Pitt football?
That's a good question.
No, Bob, it's a great question.
I'm going to say Steelers.
Wow.
I would say, I mean, River, that's you haven't reasonable. Included the Riverhounds. I'll bet you they go into the playoffs.
Well, I can include other teams that do a lot of winning. Pitt women's volleyball, things
right, I mean,
like
those
that.
If you want to, however you want to do it. But if those are the choices, I know it's not going to be the Pirates based on what we know of their team.
You don't think they'll be better next year? You don't think they'll win the
year? I have no guarantee they're going to go out and sign players who make a difference in their offense. So if I knew they're going to make a concerted effort to upgrade that, maybe I would say them. But I don't believe that. I still think they potentially can be that team. Their pitching is good enough to put them in every game, as we've seen this year. But their bats don't exist. So unless that changes, I'm not going to.
And the Penguins?
I think the Penguins are going to go through a transition. They are already, and I don't think it's going to result in anything that looks like a playoff position next year. They might, but I don't know that that's something I would bank on.
Wonder Twin. Next calendar year from today, who does the most winning around here? You're going to say Pitt basketball, aren't
you? No, I think the answer is Pitt volleyball, but if we're keeping them out of the conversation, I am with Bob. I think the Steelers, and that's partly due into the fact that I am not confident at all in what the Penguins are doing. I think they're going to take more steps back with Gavin McKenna and other top prospects on their mind in the 26th draft than anything. And the Pirates, I don't think they're going to win much the rest of the year this year. Next year, maybe a different story, but no. The Steelers, because I still think that Aaron Rodgers can win them 10-7 games and potentially a playoff game, but I don't think that the Pirates, I mean, they're not going to be in the playoffs at this point next year, and the Penguins are not going to get there with their transition.
Are we sure the Pirates won't be good next year?
We're not sure, but can you guarantee it?
No, but you thought they might fire the GM, so you have a new GM.
Right.
You have...
That won't change the ownership.
No, it won't. No, it won't. You theoretically have a good pitching staff. Will Tamar Johnson be here to help? Might the new GM parlay some of this young pitching into a hitter? Might he spend the little money he has better?
You can always hope. I can't make a decision based on hope.
Hope is not a plan, as they say, Bob.
What are you going to say?
Pirates.
You really believe that?
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers will be barely above 500. Why can't the Pirates be barely above 500 over the next
calendar? That would require them to have a new commitment about spending then.
I mean, they're barely below 500 with Don Kelly anyway.
Well, but overall, they're 17
games under. Overall, yeah. But since Kelly got here, they're barely below 500. I don't see any reason why they can't be barely above 500, just like the Steelers, especially early next season. I don't.
I can't, that they don't spend the money. And he, to your point, you are the only one of the three of us who said that that Ben Cherington will be back.
I know.
That was your thought. If that's the case, would you get him to think that he's going to change anything?
You got me there.
The real story might be,
what if Connor Griffin comes up?
They won't allow that to happen.
How do you know? Michael McHenry thinks they might.
I don't believe they will. He may earn that opportunity, but I think what they're going to do with Chandler is and then make him all like, what do I have to do to get
what
up
What about
here?
Pin football, Bob?
I don't know enough about it, to be honest, and I don't know the rest of the team.
Limits you do. Are they going to be any good?
Well, that's what I was just going to get to. What does this say about Pitt football and Pitt basketball that the Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers are struggling the way that they are, and we're not hyping them up because they're also in a similar boat? Like, I don't know what...
I mean, some people would say the Steelers aren't struggling since they have over 500 records and make the playoffs.
Well, we're not those people. I mean, those people are mild in mediocrity right now, and they're watching the team just kind of hover around.
I would
and not
say this,
have a direction.
Though, as critical as I am of the Steelers, their state of high-end mediocrity is way higher than Pitt football's.
Oh, it is, yes.
That's one of the reasons why I think they'll be more successful. I do think. And you know, you can make a case that if things go right with Aaron Rodgers, that they can be better offensively than you think of them at this point.
Do you think Don Kelly will be back? And what does he need to do to be back?
You know, whether or not he is back, I think they still have to make a search.
Do you think he'll be back?
Okay, if I use your comment that you think Ben Cherington will be back, then the answer is yes.
Will he be back without Ben Cherington? Has Kelly impressed enough? Has he impressed Bob Nutting enough to bring him back? Has he impressed you enough? Would you bring him back?
I have to see more. I want to see more. I like...
What if you had to make the decision today?
I'm not making that decision today.
I'm asking you to, Bob.
I have to owe it to myself to go through a search. I want to find the best manager. And just because he's from here and just because he was, you know, you can make an argument because he was on Derek Shelton's staff, he still had a lot to do with those 17 games under 500. He was on that staff, you know, so.
Would you limit?
What about you? Would you bring him back?
No, not right now. I would have a couple weeks ago, but I don't like some of the things that have happened, including
marinate. The whole rest of the season will determine a lot of things.
Oh yeah, I'm saying right now. I really thought that the only.
But I do think it's tied to the GM. If Ben Cherington is back, he has a better chance of being here than if Ben Cherington isn't. Is that logical enough for you, Austin?
Yeah, because the GM always wants his own guy, but Bob Nutting has the last word. Would you rehire him right now, Don Kelly?
No, I would not. And that's a couple of weeks ago. I think it was just last week. I was just saying, pump the brakes on giving Donnie Kelly an extension right now. It's 30 games. That's what, 1/6 of the season? That, yes, they played 500 baseball.
No, they haven't limits. They're on pace to only win 75 games under a full season of Kelly.
They did at the time that I originally made that argument,
didn't.
But now they're not. But the point of the matter is...
You're right, they did.
The point of the matter is, like, there is still so much more baseball to be played, and they completely tail off in August and September. No, when guys are already dealt at the deadline, and they know the season is just completely over, nothing to play for.
By the way, I'm not sure the Steelers won't be below 500. I mean, so it's no great compliment to the Pirates to say they might have the best record from now until next June in Pittsburgh sports.
I just think we're in a cyclical time of sports where things happen like this. Remember back when both the Steelers and Penguins won championships in the same year not too long ago? I mean, you know, this happens with every city that has major league sports teams in it. You're not going to always have it your way. I think the Steelers, based on how they operate, will be more productive in the win column than what we see these other teams right now, unless there are changes.
How productive? You see like 12 wins for the Steelers?
What I'm saying is I think Aaron Rodgers gives them professionalism at that position that if everything goes well, I think he could be good in it. What is good, I don't know, but he can operate that because of his experience and knowledge. And if he stays away from controversies and calling out teammates, I think it could be a good experience. I don't know what that means, but I also don't guarantee that because there are a lot of things that could go wrong with this team. I still think defensive cornerback is the biggest issue, along with defensive line. Still, we don't know enough about Derek Harmon and others are there. So,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Bob, have you gotten into pickleball yet? Josh Miller loves it.
No, I want to do that. I told my wife we need to do that. Have you?
A little bit. Yeah, I've been playing with my daughter, Limits.
Where do you play?
Right behind my house. There's a little park. There's a couple parks here in Greentree.
Well, in Robinson, there's a clever park, and I do believe they have pickleball in the tennis court kind of area where you can play it.
Me and my wife will challenge you and your wife to a game.
Well, first of all, we have to practice a lot.
For a lot of money.
No, we won't do that.
$10,000 to the winner?
Well, you've gotten a head start on me. I need to do that. I think that'd be fun. Good exercise. You don't have to run the entire court down like tennis.
Right. You're right. It still is good exercise. Limits, you playing pickleball at all?
The first and only time that I played pickleball, I tried setting up my friend on a date, and it didn't go very well, and I've not played pickleball since because my friend, I don't know. That's a long story. But no, I'm in a pickleball group chat with a bunch of my buddies, but I've not gone and played with them yet.
Why would you be in a group chat if you haven't played?
You're in a pickleball group chat? What do they talk about?
A bunch of the guys that we all went to high school with. And well, I mean, it's not used that often, but it's like, hey, do we want to go play pickleball this week? They've only gone twice. The group chat is new, but I do need to go out there and start playing pickleball.
What's it like an offbeat good sport to play, Bob? Does pickleball qualify? Is there something else we could play?
Well, I don't know if this is a sport, but I like bocce. I do like bocce, and it's a good social activity.
Is that like croquet? You hit the ball with a mallet on the ground?
Or you throw the ball. You throw it.
Oh, like horseshoes.
Yeah.
Or like, kind of like
horseshoes. Like cornhole in a bit.
Cornhole,
it's
yeah.
It's different, but yeah, I like that.
Do you know that there's professional cornhole limits?
Yes. Yeah, they have it on TV, on ESPN.
What's the average salary?
I have no idea.
Wrong. $60,000. Can you believe that, Bob? People get paid $60,000 to do that?
I'm surprised this stuff works on television. I don't know how it sustains itself. I really thought when video poker...
Do you watch poker on television?
Not really, but I've seen a lot of people who do talk about it and like it.
Do you like poker? You seem like the type who would have a Friday night men's poker club with cigars the guys would
bourbon.
Be sitting around making jokes.
I got some good bourbon going on with it.
Yeah. Well, what happened to it?
Outgrew it, I guess. Played golf more. Didn't have time. You know, it still comes back to time, Joe. I've been telling you all day about time. There's no time.
Time is of the essence, Bob. So do you play? What do you play in poker? I don't know how to play poker. Whenever I get together with people and they want to play cards, the only game I know is Go Fish or 21. What's 21 called? Blackjack.
Blackjack, right?
Is that blackjack?
Yeah,
I think so.
You don't know anything about poker either, do you, Limits?
Not much.
Blackjack has nothing to do with poker. Poker's a different game. Blackjack is blackjack.
I liked watching that show Catch 21 on the Game Show Network.
Wait, is poker, what is it?
Catch 21, remember that?
No.
No, you never saw that show? Where the lady, I think her name was like Mindy, would like show the card and she'd be like, it's a six! And then the guy would like react and be very happy. I think Alfonso Riviano was the host of that show.
I don't care. Who's Alfonso Riviano? Bob, what is poker then? Is poker one game? It's just a game of poker?
There are different kinds of plays you can make, you know? Poker is, I don't want to explain it because I can't explain it.
Is it a sport?
It's on television.
Would you consider it a sport?
No. No, it's an activity.
Is golf a sport?
Yes.
Why?
Because you have to be physically and mentally up for a challenge.
Guitar players have to be physically and mentally up for a challenge. Is guitar playing a sport?
We're going to go down this rabbit hole. What is a sport? And what? You play golf. What would you consider it to be?
A game.
How is that different than a sport?
Monopoly's a game too, Bob. So is bocce ball. So is cornhole. A game of skill. Could even be a game of endurance. But it's not
a sport.
Why
wouldn't you call it a sport? You have to be physically good to play. If you're playing in today's temperatures, that physicality will affect your mental outlook on the game, and it affects what you're doing, just like running a basketball court or running into a soccer field.
Limits, would you care to break the tie here?
Can you state the question once again for the record?
Yes or no, is golf a sport?
Yes.
That's because you're afraid of Bob.
No, I'm not afraid of Bob.
You were ready for that answer quickly.
No, I'm not afraid of Bob. Golf is a sport.
No, golf's a sport.
Is wiffle ball a sport?
Yes, wiffle ball is a sport. It's baseball with different equipment.
Is bocce ball a sport?
Bocce is not a sport.
How's croquet?
How do I differentiate a sport?
How do you differentiate croquet from golf? You're hitting a ball with a mallet and trying to get it in a certain spot. Is croquet a sport, Bob?
No. You're wearing me down, aren't you?
I think I have you in a corner here.
Really,
I think I've cornered you.
You're trying to get me to change my mind based on a constant battering. And I'm just going to eventually give in and say, it doesn't matter. They're not sports. Let's go play a game, Joe. Let's go play golf today, a game.
I'll tell you what game I do like, Bob, is croquet.
You like croquet?
Yeah, we used to play it at Bob Newsall's house in the backyard.
You did a lot of things at Bob Newsall's house.
Yeah, while you were sitting in a rock box.
I was not even a speckle of dust in anyone's eye at that point.
Bob, were you a gymnast as a youth? Were you?
Where are we going?
I don't know. I can picture you on your hobby horse.
No, I wasn't a gymnast. My flexibility needs to get better.
And what was your favorite board game as a youth? Any of those sports like Stratomatic, APPA, little Shoots electric and ladders. Football, Shoots and
Shoots
Ladders?
Shoots and Ladders was popular, but Monopoly was probably the one.
Yeah.
You know, we played that a lot.
I don't think our family ever finished a Monopoly game. There's still open Monopoly games from 40 years ago where we could go back and redo them. Nobody finishes a Monopoly game, do they? Limits?
No. I mean, how do you truly complete a Monopoly game? It takes like 2 hours.
It takes a day.
I've never finished an actual game of Monopoly. How about a puzzle? Have you never done a 500-piece puzzle?
No, my wife has a puzzle right now on the table, and my daughter and I never... She's trying to get us to do it, and neither one of us have even looked at it, let alone sat down. I hate puzzles, Bob. I can't tell you how much I hate puzzles.
My wife likes them. I lukewarm on them. I don't need to go and spend time doing that. I'd rather do some other things.
I had a Roman Gabriel puzzle when I was a kid. You remember him?
Yes, one of the better quarterbacks of his time.
Maybe we should get you a Dylan Gabriel puzzle.
Maybe.
But he starts for the Browns.
That's a good question. Who's going to start for the Browns?
You could get me a Kenny Pickett puzzle, except the little hand pieces will be the size of grains of salt.
Like,
can you imagine?
Can you imagine? You need a hand enhancement to be able to put the pieces
on
the
you need the Hubble telescope to find the hand pieces
for
Kenny Pickett.
We did like 1,000-piece puzzles during the pandemic when there was like absolutely nothing to do.
Oh, God, I can't stand the thought of that.
My dad, who has like 70,000 things to do in life, was just like, well, I guess we'll do a puzzle.
I actively hate puzzles, Bob. You don't? You tolerate them?
I'm against puzzles. I don't go out looking for, how about crossword puzzles? Those kinds. They used to be in the newspaper.
You could interest me a little bit in that, but I sort of hate them too. How about Gnip-Gnop? Did you ever play that?
No.
Do you remember that game, Bob?
But I never played it.
I'll tell you what happened. There were three little holes in the middle of a plastic playing surface.
Twister.
And you each pound ping pong balls and try to get all the balls on the other person's side before they get it on your side. That was Gnip-Gnop.
That's interesting. Have you ever done Twister?
Of course.
You like
yes.
it? Yes. Is that a sport?
No.
It could be a sport.
It's more of a sport than golf. Twister.
Says this
takes more athletic ability.
Are
yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding
to
me?
To do Twister,
you're
right?
Going
are
to
you
tell
kidding?
Me that Twister is more.
Yes. To be able to, those are athletic moves to be able to get all your hands and feet on the Twister.
How many muscles do you use in your golf swing?
Less than Twister.
Oh, come on. You're using things you've never used before, and I guarantee you that's why you've had like pulled ribs, strained groins.
Sounds like the savvy old New Sound likes playing Twister, Bob.
I mean, I did when I was 8. Yeah.
You don't still play Twister now?
No, do you?
It would be good to play. I'd like to see what my group of friends at my age would look like playing Twister.
Do you remember that would be funny, actually.
You need some bourbon to get through that one, I think.
Do you remember the hockey game? The little where you could control the players,
yes.
But you drop the puck through the scoreboard
and
it comes
like
down
that
onto
one.
Dome
that was,
hockey.
Dome. No,
is that a sport?
Dome hockey's the modern version of that.
Is that a sport?
We played a rudimentary game just called hockey, where it was you had to sort of build the game. And then you drop a puck, and it takes an hour to get through the scoreboard, but then it comes down, and then you have a face-off limit.
We had a game from, I think it was like the late 60s, early 70s, we still have it at the house, where the players are like metal. They're like metal players.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
The wooden puck.
Exactly.
Yes, I have that.
Remember the wooden puck,
Bob? I should
Bob?
Bring that in, Bob.
You still have that?
Yeah, you should bring it in.
I still have it.
Wow. Bob, do you remember the little basketball game where
you pound
the thing like that and the ball goes up? It pops up.
Oftentimes you go over the backboard altogether because you're hitting it too hard. You have to know exactly what sort of pace to use.
Yeah, and you could use the backboard as well. And I'll tell you what I was the greatest player in history at is Coleco football. Do you remember that, Bob?
I know the name. I didn't play it.
Unbelievable limits. You missed out. You're into video games.
I'm not.
Coleco handheld electronic quarterback was the greatest sports game ever invented. And I can still tell you how to score. You go quickly down. It's like a moving dash. The player's a dash on the screen. You go moving down. You go forward, then up quick, then through the middle, and then up quick, and then you run for a touchdown.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And the band plays when you score, Bob, in Coleco football.
Was the band on the field, Mr. Starkey?
They might have been. They might have been. Was there a lot of game playing in the Pompiani house, Bob, where the whole family would get together for a game of charades or something to that effect?
We've done, you're asking me to go way back. I'm sure we did a lot of that kind of stuff. I just don't remember specifics.
Did you have stockings at Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Little treats in there, like packs of cards?
Lots of stuff in there, for sure.
Like what?
Well, depending on the age you're talking about, cologne.
Wow, cologne. Cologne in your stocking. Christmas.
Right, Bob's, a seven-year-old Bob was wearing cologne?
That smells like pancakes. Apparently you had one left over here when I walked into one day.
Man, we had all kinds of treats in there. Well, little mini chocolate. Helmets, chocolates,
That
cards,
kind of stuff.
Right? Football cards.
Every little thing you could imagine, sure.
And what was the first sport you played, Bob? Golf?
Baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah.
How about you?
I really like baseball.
Yeah, baseball, and I played some soccer, but I was more interested in like picking dandelions in the grass than I was actually playing soccer.
Would you believe my sport was tennis for a while?
I can't believe that. You strike me as somebody who could get around the court, yes.
Well, and I thought I was good, but that's a sport where there's nobody to blame. So I remember I showed up for a tournament one day at Amherst Junior High, and this kid just humiliated me, not because of anything he did other than kicking my ass. It was 6-0, 6-0, and I never played again. I played recreationally, but never played again.
So you let it affect you?
Getting humiliated in front of family and friends? Yes, it affected me.
You didn't turn that around into something that you can learn from and develop into the Joe Starkey we see here today?
I played endlessly in the little parking lot behind our house, and then I broke a window there, Bob, and never told anybody, and it's still boarded up. In this office building, they never found out it was me.
These life
experiences tennis ball went
have
through the
turned
window.
You into the Joe Starkey that I see in front of me every time here now. So now I know why you are like you are.
What games did you play by yourself, Bob, when you were a kid? Like imaginary golf, imaginary tennis, football? I would have entire football games in my backyard where I would drop back, throw myself a pass, and tackle myself. It was borderline tragic. It was like Jim Carrey in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
No, I never did any of that.
No?
No.
Really?
My father, we used to have, in the back of our yard, in the side of the house, you could put like we see today on baseball games, the pitch square. We would bat, but also the idea was to make sure that you could hit that different spots. And he would ask each of us, okay, put it high and inside, but in the strike zone, in that box. And so that's kind of how we started playing baseball.
Yes. I would have one of those pink rubber balls. Remember those, Bob? Mm-hmm. They were legendary. And I would pitch pitch against the garage, and it had little, layered tiles or whatever. What are they called? What do you call a wooden garage where it's if you hit a spot, it's going to bounce right down? I don't know what you call it.
It's the side
of a garage made of wood. And I had a strike zone. But it would hit differently every time.
Right.
So I'd have ground ball outs. I would have pop fly outs if it got by me.
Well, yeah,
it would be
you
a double,
learn
triple,
how to
or
react.
Homer.
If you have no one to throw to, the best thing to do is use your wall at home and come up with ways to create ground balls that you
And I
to
scored
field.
The whole game myself. It would be the Pirates against somebody. You know who else used to do that as a kid? Wrong. Craig Patrick used to do that as a kid, growing up in Boston, I believe. He used to play basically individual baseball game, pitchback against the garage wall.
We used to have those pitchback machines, which are made of...
I love that. Yeah.
You just throw it into there.
It was called a pitchback.
It was called pitchback, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And you put your own strike zone on there. You know what else I did? Nerf basketball in the living room.
We still do Nerf basketball in our sports department.
I love that. My mom used to yell at me.
You got to have some activity to clear the mind.
And I would keep score. I would be the Cleveland Cavaliers with Bingo Smith and Jim Jones and Austin Carr.
Campy I used to Russell. Love Austin Carr.
Yeah, Campy Russell from Michigan.
He used to go to the foul line more than SGA.
So the rule was, if you every time you got the ball, you had to pass it off the side wall and the back wall, and then you could run your offense. But if you fumbled it before you did that, Bob, the other team got a breakaway dunk, and that's when my mom would yell.
Have you ever broken a window in a neighbor's house?
Yes, with a tennis ball and a hockey stick shooting the puck.
Mine was a baseball.
What happened? This is like right out of Sandlot.
Yeah, I was just trying to make a throw that I thought I could make over somebody's house, and I missed.
And then what happened?
Then I ran.
Did you get caught?
Yes.
And what happened then?
Then I got punished.
Unhappy people with you?
I learned a lesson that day.
Yeah?
Yep.
Limits, have you ever been punished?
Yes.
What'd you do?
Well, I think the worst thing that I probably did when I was younger was when I cannot remember how old I was, but I was pretty young. And my parents went away for like a couple of hours, and whoever was watching us was either MIA or it was just us by ourselves for like an hour. I don't know.
Maybe in the rock box?
It was not in the rock box.
You were by yourself at a young age?
No, somebody was there with us. I think it was like my grandfather and he was like outside or something.
Bob, you wouldn't believe some of the things that happened in that house. They threw kids in the rock box. They kept them in hot cars and they left them alone as children.
We were not left alone as children. That did not happen.
Did you tell Bob the hot car story when you were trapped in a hot car?
Yeah, I was trapped in a hot car, Bob. This was in the parking lot of St. Sylvester's when I was in like kindergarten or the first grade.
What was going on over there?
An hour in a hot car.
An hour in a hot car, and then they left him alone at home, and then they threw him in a rock box.
It was an hour because the keys got either locked in the car or the keys were like...
Oh, it wasn't because they forgot about
you. No, it wasn't because they forgot. And like my mom was just trying to find a way to get the car open, and they were trying to tell me as like a four-year-old kid like how to pull the lock off the door. But, like, I couldn't figure it out. And then I was scrambling and I was losing my mind. And I was so hot in the car in the summer that 4-year-old Austin was panicking until finally AAA showed up and they figured out how to get the door open.
I don't know about you. If I were your mom and dad, I would have just broken the window. I would have gone to a different
maybe
side.
Maybe at some
just
point.
Say,
yeah.
But then knowing your luck, you would have been hit in the eye with a piece of glass.
Yeah.
Or a rock.
I was like, help! Help me! Someone, get me
now
out
that's
of here,
a scarring,
please!
That's a scarring experience, Lemons.
Oh, it was very scarring.
I'll tell you what happened to me, Bob, is I used to take swigs out of the pop. Remember when we would go to our version of Giant Eagle was Super Duper?
Mm-hmm.
So there was a cold room where all the beer and pop was, and it was like, you know, you could see the cold steam rising or whatever it is, frost. I would sneak in there, and it had the rubber flaps for a door, so you just go right through. Oh, we weren't allowed to drink pop when I was a kid. I'd open the pop, take swigs of it, and put the cap back on.
Mm.
And I will remember this till the day I die. I went in there. Maybe it was Dr. Pepper. Maybe it was Mr. Pibb or Werner's, Bob. I don't remember. But I took a swig, put it back like I always did, and I turned around, and right there, like right there.
Oh, you were caught
was
immediately.
Was this giant man in one of those, you know, kitchen aprons like you'd see in a supermarket. And it was like seeing a monster or a ghost from a movie. I'll never forget it. And then I was in trouble. Limits, you were going to mention something?
Well, I was just going to say the story about what happened when I was younger, and I cut my sister's hair.
Oh, boy.
I gave my sister a haircut. And needless to say, when my parents got home, they were not happy, needless to say.
What prompted you to do that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you just decided, you know what, your hair doesn't
look
good.
I'm just going to grab some scissors and...
Perhaps he had a dream of becoming a barber, Bob.
Maybe that was it. You were living it out, trying to figure out what it was like.
Well, the dream was dead on arrival, if that's the case.
Limit Salon? Could you see that somewhere?
No, I could not.
Don't limit your
not
hair.
Not a chance.
Yeah, I mean...
Mr. P's Barbershop.
Now just make sure that my hair looks nice.
All right. I don't know what happened there.
I don't either, but we definitely have to go.
You see how he caresses his hair?
Yeah,
he really takes
I mean,
pride.
I would too if I had his head
of
hair.
He has that kind
of unbelievable.
Hair.
He said that I looked awful this morning.
You do, but that doesn't take away the fact that you have great hair.
Thank you.
I mean, I'll admit that. Will you, Bob?
Yes,
so do you.
Absolutely. No.
He's covering it up today.
You have rich hair, Rich Walsh hair.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.